This message was recorded at Leeds Vineyard during a Sunday morning service. Please feel free to copy it or forward it if it's helpful. We pray that it may be God's word in season for you today.
So this morning, I'm really glad that you're here. We're going to do some family business. This is stuff about what's going on in our church and in the people that God's called together here. And so if you're a visitor, then you're very welcome to listen in and join in with us. But just that's the context for today. First of all, I want to tell you a little bit about our sabbatical. So in 2 Timothy 4, verse 7, Paul begins to reflect on the last stages of his ministry, and he says this. He says, I've fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. And you've got an idea of this guy's trajectory of, you know, what he's trying to do in his life. And we haven't finished the fight by no means, nor the race. But like any athlete, we intend to keep fit, and we need to recover from the game occasionally and take a break. And we have every intention of making it to the finishing line, whenever that is, not at a crawl, but at a sprint. And in our line of business, it's good practice to take a sabbatical every 7 years or so. That tends to be what people do. We've been unable to do this. Our last one was in 2010. So for various reasons, which we didn't go into, we haven't been able to do that yet. So we're going to be taking a sabbatical shortly. Alison will tell you a bit more.
Yeah, so as Sarah said, it's going to be June, July, August. So that 2 weeks' time on Sunday in the afternoon, that's when it starts. I can't quite believe that, but yeah. And we'll be back at the very end of August, the week beginning the 29th of August. We're going to take a holiday, so we're going to, we got a really great deal to Cyprus. I don't know if anybody's been to Cyprus. We haven't, so we thought it was an opportunity to go and visit somewhere new. I'm going to do an art course in the first part of it, which involves walking a long way and learning how to respond to the landscape in a emotional and just taking it in sort of way, rather than just drawing a tree here and a hill there. So that will be fun, and our instructions are, I feel like they're preparing us for Kilimanjaro. She said, we have to take toilet paper, so we're going to be away from it all. And I don't know quite whether the toilet paper's for brushes or anyway. I've also got, actually found a really great art space, which I feel like is a real provision from God. And that's, we get the keys to that on the 1st of August. So some of the time we're going to be spending just sorting that out and getting that in working order. We are investigating, it's been great watching little bits about the revival, so we're going to head up to Scotland and go up to Harris and Lewis and just visit spots of the revival, the Hebridean revival, maybe Wales and Cornwall, so we might be doing along the from the top to the bottom of the country in search of revival. If anybody's got any good books or anything, any information that would be helpful, we'd be gladly receive that. Then we're coming back at the end of July to do Alex and Liz's wedding, so that'll be really, yay!
Yeah.
That'll be so nice to see everyone and join in with that. And just to reassure you, it's not a transition. We're not in transition. We are coming back. And it's not like a reward, but it's, David said, it's just a chance to refresh and replenish for the next season ahead. So we're very grateful, and we hope we'll come back refreshed and ready for the next season.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And whilst we're away, the church is in the good hands of the team we have in place. Without going into the detail of it, we've got four assistant pastors with whom you're very familiar. Sally and Helen and Liz and Anne. Anne is in kids. Do you three just want to stand up a minute? Just for anybody who doesn't know you. That's Helen, Liz, Sally. There are assistant pastors with Anne, who's in kids. Okay, you can sit down again. And they are highly experienced, brilliant pastors. They're going to sort of carry on doing their own jobs, which are pretty full on anyway, and then they're going to do my job as well. And they're going to take it in turns over the course of the 3 months. So if you ring up with a senior pastor type question, one of those will be really happy to look after you. They will be in charge of overseeing Sundays and then our midweek sort of what goes on in the life of the church that you may not see, but there's a whole lot going on not here on a Sunday. We've got a bunch of preachers. They will be preaching, and Alex. And then we've got a bunch of guest preachers coming from three other vineyards and from a big church in the city center of Leeds. They'll get introduced over the summer. They're great friends of the vineyard, and we're looking forward to having them. I think the only other thing to say is, for those of you who are regulars here, who are on Church Suite, and if you don't know what that means, don't worry about it. You get my regular blog, which I send out on a Wednesday. That will stop, and I'm not sure what these guys may communicate in other ways over the course of the 3 months, and then we'll see what happens when we come back in September. Okay? Just to keep you up to speed, and I don't think we need to say anything more about that. Thank you, my darling. So, Alice and I planted what is now Leeds Vineyard, and planting a church and indeed being part of a church, being committed to a church, isn't and shouldn't be a comfortable experience. Alice and I want this church to be a place that nurtures change makers, and you can't make change, you can't extend the kingdom, you can't see lives redeemed without taking risks and without stepping out in faith. We often say that faith is spelt R-I-S-K. And if we don't take risks, if you're not wanting to take a risk, you don't need any faith, do you? You can just muddle along and nothing much will change. 4 years ago, we took a big step as a community in buying Vineyard House. We started on a major project to restore it, but had to put that on hold during lockdown. It's a big old building just around the corner, literally just a long stone throw from where I'm standing here. It's a Grade 2 listed building right in the heart of Headingley, and we bought it with the church's sacrificial generosity, extraordinary generosity. And many of you who are here today have a stake in that building, in an appropriate stake, having given to it both in time and energy, but also in money. Many over the years have moved on. People move on from and have moved elsewhere in the country, and they've left behind a deposit of gold in Vineyard House. And I want to say once again, thank you for those of you who have given sacrificially and generously. Some of you, this is all new. Some of you have joined us since this all happened and haven't been able to give. One day you will have your chance to sow and invest into this too. Now, although it's a wonderful building, only about a third of it is usable at the moment, with the rest of it in various levels, states of disrepair. And we've made a couple of applications. A lot of this was spoilt by the lockdown for obvious reasons. But back in January, an application for a development grant, which would have unlocked quite a lot of potential. And disappointingly, that's been turned down. And I say disappointingly, I'm really disappointed by that. I've sort of begun to get over it, but a couple of weeks ago when I got that news, I wasn't a happy camper. And it's a setback. And so we've been talking, staff, leaders, and spent the last few days and weeks talking, thinking, praying. Where are you leading us, Lord? That was sort of, for me, was such quite a significant step that I was expecting. So I want to share with you where we've got to after having reacted to that news. A few weeks ago, Alison was teaching about living to die well. Really, really good talk. Look it up on YouTube if you haven't seen it. And she reflected about the importance of a thanksgiving posture in our lives, being thankful, as Paul says, in all circumstances. And the same principle applies now. In the midst of this disappointment and this frustration, the first thing is to adopt a posture of thanksgiving and gratefulness. So I want us to do that now all together. I want us to give thanks for Vineyard House and for the way the Lord has brought us to this point. So in a few minutes, I'm going to ask the band, 2 minute warning, to come back and lead us, and then we're going to have a time of rapid fire prayer. The rapid fire prayer, for those of you who don't know, is just an opportunity for you to come to the front, grab the mic, and you can pray for a maximum of 10 seconds. Okay? Otherwise, you get on your shoulder the tap of love from me. Just to give thanks, just whatever God puts on your heart. And it's a chance for us all to do that. We'll take as long as we need. So when I introduce it, be thinking now about what you'd like to pray, what you'd like to say thank you for. When I introduce it, come and form a queue at either side, and we'll have an orderly. As we sing the song, we'll pray and sing the song. If you're online watching right live now and you have a prayer that you'd like somebody to pray for you, email it into hello@leedsvineyard.org and one of us will pick it up, hopefully, if we possibly can, and we'll try and share it. So with everything that's been going on, I've sort of looked back a bit and I've been thinking, did we make a mistake? Was this all a big, you know, have we misheard what God's called us to? Are we in the right place? There's lots of questions. And we've concluded that, yes, we are in the right place, but we're a bit overwhelmed by what's coming. So let's just very quickly reprise the story a little, especially for those of you who don't know much of it. Back in 2016, those of you who are here then, who was here in 2016? Oh, okay. Quite a lot of you stuck around. Thank you. So we opened that year. I was preparing for the beginning of the year, January. What am I going to, you know, what's our vision for the year and all that? And I was doing that preparation. And I was taken back to a word that Howard had, actually, Howard on the base, had back in 2011, which was 5 years before then. And I don't know if he remembers this, but he had a word about having a big old church or warehouse that is run down, but with the right raw materials. I had no idea what that meant, but I wrote it down, and I was drawn to that when I was preparing. And I felt that the Lord said, this year, 2016 as it was, this is the time to go for it. And I felt him more specifically say, and this is what I spoke about in January that year, was it's time to buy a property. And whilst we're waiting patiently for things to develop with this building, which is a whole other different story, and we're still waiting, we are to buy a property around the building, not rent, but buy or freehold or long leasehold, and for it to be a visible, not backstreet building. So that was quite specific, and we found that there were no buildings that satisfied that criteria. And one of the themes that emerged that year, Sally kicked it off with a word she had at some occasion when she talked about waiting well. The Lord was teaching us how to wait well. So we continued to pray, and once again, because a similar thing had happened with this building, remarkably, the Lord had this old church building. It's not actually a church. It looks like a church, but it's a church hall, actually. It was ready and waiting just around the corner, and it came to me by a private phone call from a friend, not through an agency or anything, who'd heard that we were looking and said, I think I might have something for you. And long story, but in the course of thinking about it, I did some research into Headingley, and I looked back at maps going back 1,000 years to Doomsday Book, and Headingley was established then. And every map you look at, there's a triangle in the middle of Headingley made up of Otley Road now, North Lane, and St. Michael's Lane, is it, or road? The triangle. And it gets more and more defined over the years, over the centuries, literally. With the map. And then I realized when I plotted it that Vineyard House is smack bang in the middle of that triangle. It still gets me because it's like God was planning this 1,000 years ago. I can imagine him. Can you imagine God saying 1,000 years ago, 1,000 years is but a second in the Lord's timing, thinking, oh, these guys, they're going to call themselves a vineyard, and I'll get them ready for that in 1,000 years' time. We took prayer. We took counsel. We prayed a lot. The trustees worked at it. We did all the right things. Steve Nixon, one of the trustees, he had a prophecy about a Persian carpet, which apparently starts with a simple crossing of two threads. And we were starting to cross the threads. I think that meant this building and that building, weaving a blanket for Headingley, bringing comfort, protection, warmth. It looks beautiful. The following year, we set about organizing the fundraising for it. We had a steps campaign when you guys gave incredibly generously. And our theme for that year was Matthew 13. The kingdom of heaven is like treasure hidden in a field. When a man found it, he hid it again, and then in his joy went and sold all he had and bought that field. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a merchant looking for fine pearls. And when he found one of great value, he went away and sold everything he had and bought it. That's what we did. Many of us, we looked at this, we decided this was the precious pearl, this was a treasure in the field. And we went away and we sacrificially put our funds together and we bought it. One of the scriptures, there's lots of scriptures that were meaningful to us over these years. One was Isaiah 61:4, which is on your handout. They will rebuild the ancient ruins and restore the places long devastated. People gave that to us who didn't know anything about this old building. Alison had a dream or a picture about looking aerial view down and seeing kingdom stuff going on in buildings, in old existing buildings, not in new buildings. Let me read you one particular, there was lots of this, but let me read you one particularly powerful prophecy we got towards the end of 2017. So we hadn't yet bought the building, we weren't really talking about it publicly. A friend of mine who's, I don't think he knew anything about it, he's from Carlisle, he is in Carlisle, a guy called Kevin McStay, and I put some of it on your handouts. He says this: I'm dreaming, and it's around us. This was a dream he had. He's very prophetic. And he sent this to us out of the blue on New Year's Eve 2017. I'm dreaming it's around a shopping center. The enemy wants to show there's no aim, no point in pursuing this future. And he goes on about that battle a bit. Then he says, I feel Jesus is saying that there's warfare over the purposes of Leeds Vineyard at this time. I feel he's saying that Leeds Vineyard is called to be a place of provision, shopping center, not just a place of single need, like a single shop, but a place of multiple provisions and multiple needs being filled in and for a community, for the city. You will become an increasing source of provisions and needs and promise and hope for a community. He says towards the end, I understand that as each individual grows in who they are, they have to discover what gift, what shop, what ministry they bring to the shopping center, to the community, to the city. It's not a case of whether I'm gifted, but what I'm gifted and purposed for. That was really a powerful message to us at the time, that idea of lots of things happening in the building, which was always been our dream. So 2018, that was when people had given, and we bought the building. We got a great deal on that. Another sign of God's sort of affirmation was being able to get a mortgage on it as well, so that we could, with the gifts that you gave plus the mortgage, we were able to buy it outright. We experienced huge local support. I mean, it was extraordinary, the wave of love that came towards us from the local heritage people and the politicians and the neighbours, and people just really, really happy that we bought it and that we have plans for it. And perhaps the biggest miracle was that we got planning permission to make significant restorative changes to it first time round, with hardly any conditions. I mean, there are some conditions on it, but often those go back again and again. Even though in red it was said there's no car parking. I mean, it was just wonderful to get that. So just a few highlights of our Vineyard House story and something to really give thanks for.